In today's gospel reading, we hear Jesus pray for his disciples as he prepares to leave them with the task of continuing the work of spreading the good news that he came to bring into the world. I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. The point of preaching the word of Jesus, according to Jesus, is that the world may believe that God sent him. What does Jesus mean when he says he wants those who preach to do so with the goal of having the whole world believe that God sent him? Praying with this question, I can't help but connect it to the election hype that America, and for that matter many other countries in our world, is living through these months. An important question that I ask when considering a candidate is, why are you seeking this office? What is your ultimate goal? I do not want to vote for a person who is all talk with little evidence of action. I do not want to support the candidate who shows little interest in the insignificant and the powerless. I cannot support those who focus on building their own power and brandishing it in order to bring others to do what they say. I hear Jesus say, "Believe in me. Believe that God, the Creator, the parent source of all life, has sent me into this world to teach you something very important. All life is sacred." Jesus' words tell us that we all come from God, are one with God. Leper and Pharisee, virgin and prostitute, American and Iraqi, man and woman, innocent unborn fetus, and violent terrorist. His words tell us to love one another, to reach out to the least important in our society, to forgive our enemies, to give to those who take from us. When he teaches us with parables like the Good Samaritan, he does not do a prologue or an epilogue about how Samaritans do not believe the same things Orthodox Jews believe. He concentrates on what makes us one. The Samaritan shows us how to care for each other when we see the wounded and needy. Such actions preach the oneness into which our God calls us. What makes Jesus the candidate of choice for me is that his actions follow the call of his words. He heals, eats with, talks with, touches, forgives and embraces all with equal love and respect. He is compassionate and loving, but he is also steadfast in his teaching. He does not lash out at those who do not believe, but he is willing to give his life in testimony to what he preaches. He is not just talk for the sake of being called Messiah. His crown is the crown of thorns. He is willing to suffer for the truth, but he does not call his disciples to bring suffering upon those who do not believe what they preach. In today's first reading from Acts, we see Paul caught between the fighting of the Pharisees and the Sadducees about who is right. They are ready to kill for the sake of what they believe, while Paul, like Jesus, is ready to die for what he believes. As I look at what's happening in our world today, it does seem that Jesus is right when he says the world does not know God. What appears to be the most common belief of our day is the belief in power and consumerism. How big and how much are the attractive questions of the day? Our political and economic choices preach this belief loud and clear. This kind of belief focuses on our differences and divides us into castes and levels of importance. It brings so much death and destruction into our world, so much hate and suspicion. Can others look at us and be moved to believe in the truth that Jesus brought into the world? Can they see us and be moved to know that true belief is not just the words, but the words put into actions? Are we, in our words and actions, moving others in our world to see the oneness of all creation? After we speak the words, are our choices showing that we are all one, like Jesus and his Heavenly Father? This kind of preaching brings a resurrection from death and brings the Spirit of God among us. It nourishes life and fills our world with respect and trust. But it costs. It demands perseverance and courage. It can't be done if we're always looking for crowds to cheer us and affirm us. Sometimes we will find ourselves surrounded by those who think that we are nuts. We will not always be believed. Sometimes our world may want to crucify us. Are we ready to be one with Jesus in this kind of holy preaching?